Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In my message today, I'm going to prep us a little bit for our journey that's going to start next week. And I really want to unpack our gospel text especially, Mark chapter 7. Dear friends, we all know this. Crowds follow Jesus. That's not a shock to you. There's lots of things about the crowds that follow Jesus that we don't know about. Like, we don't exactly know the demographics behind the crowds that wandered with Jesus, that journeyed with him. The assumption is some of them were Jewish at some point. The majority of the crowd was Jewish. We know probably that there were some Gentiles mixed in there, perhaps some people from different regions located in the Middle East. We don't know the age of those people that were there, the demographic information. We know at one point there were little children that came into the hands of Jesus. So probably some children were there, probably some elderly were there, and some middle-aged folk as well. But as I think about the crowds, and by the way, Mark's gospel's big on crowds, up close in the Greek. We do know a couple things about the crowds. It's very clear. Number one, the crowds grow as Jesus' ministry goes through the outer regions of Galilee. And in today's text, Mark chapter 7, the crowds are so big that he pulls this deaf-mute man aside and heals him, not in a crowd, privately. And the very following passage in Mark 8, it's reported that the crowd grew to the size of 4,000 people. Right there in Mark's gospel. Today, there's a big crowd following Jesus as well. I asked Alexa. Alexa is the knower of all truth and knowledge. Is that the way it is in your house? Alexa says that the crowd following Jesus today is 32% of the world. Does that surprise you? 2.1 billion people claim to be in the crowd following Jesus today. And I think all of you are in the crowd. That's why you're here. You could be following other people. But no, you're here this morning. Those of you who are viewing online, you're tuning in. There's other things that you could be watching. No, you're in the crowd following Jesus. Big crowd. We know that. But a second thing about the crowd, and this is my interpretation, this is my take, and that is, we know that the people in the crowd had different reasons for following Jesus. Some were tourists. Some were travelers. Some were pilgrims. Think about that personally this morning. Which one describes the reason why you're following Jesus? Are you a tourist? Are you a traveler? Or are you a pilgrim? Let's talk about those terms here. Some of the people in the crowd were undoubtedly tourists. Have you ever been a tourist going to some destination? A tourist is someone who's really excited about kind of the surface level sights that they see, like going to Paris and looking at the Eiffel Tower and that sort of thing. Someone who's a tourist gets caught up in the oohs and ahs of what they're seeing, but they really don't get to dig in on the journey to really get to know the language or culture or really what is happening behind the scenes. That's what a tourist does. Now, in my experience, I have taken, if you count trips to Central America between Alicia and I together, we've gone over 15 times to Central America. Does that surprise you? All of them are before the time we came to here, peace. We've taken 15 trips to Central America. Now, Alicia will tell you that when I go to Central America, she says, Jeremy sticks out like a tourist. And it's true. I love the food. I like tacos. I like the food. It's fantastic. And I like taking my phone out and taking pictures. I stick out like a sore thumb. And there she is with me. She knows the culture. She's been embedded in the culture before. And she hits me and says, stop sticking out. You look terrible with that camera. Do your relatives do this to you when you're a tourist? Most of the people in the crowd following Jesus were probably tourists.